Well, due to several hundred letters on various controversies, American Farm Bureau's Paul Slagle says the incoming chair of the House Oversight and Government Reform Panel, Daryl Issa, has asked for examples of regulatory overreach by the Obama administration.
Specific examples of regulatory initiatives undertaken in the last couple of years that have had a negative impact in job growth and economic productivity in the agricultural sectors.
Slagle says they are hoping for a greater sense of balance in the new Congress on environmental issues.
What we want to point out to the new chairman is they have done things such as the TMDL for the Chesapeake Bay, for not defending their own regulation, which is going to mean farmers who apply normal application to pesticides may very well have to apply for a permit. Looking at what they're doing in CAFOs and trying to make CAFOs apply for permits, looking at what they're doing in atrazine, for instance.
Slagle says Farm Bureau's list of concerns is a long one, and added with those of others, next year promises to be a busy one on Capitol Hill. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.